Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 10th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Day One. If you're using an Apple Watch Series 4 with an older iPhone, Apple has released a software update for you. Apple has released watchOS 5.3.2 for the Apple Watch Series 4. This update is for people who don't have an iPhone that is capable of running iOS 13 and therefore can't update their Series 4 to watchOS 6. In order to update an Apple Watch to watchOS 6, you also need an iPhone that is capable of running iOS 13. The Apple Watch is technically supported by the iPhone 5S and iPhone 6, but both of those were dropped by iOS 13 this year. What this means is that there's likely a very small set of users with an iPhone 5S or iPhone 6 and an Apple Watch Series 4. These people can't install iOS 13 and therefore can't update their Apple Watch to watchOS 6. In these situations, the users also miss out on the security enhancements provided by the new flagship watchOS release. That's why Apple this week has released watchOS 5.3.2 for those users. WatchOS 5.3.2 was first released for the Apple Watch Series 1, Series 2, and Series 3 last month, and it includes important security fixes for a remote attack vulnerability first reported to Apple by Google's Project Zero research team. Notably, we're still waiting on Apple to release watchOS 6 for the Series 1 and Series 2. The company has promised that the update will come sometime this fall, but at this point we have no further detail on when that might be. Crossy Road is a popular mobile game that was launched in 2014 for iOS and Android devices. The game was even featured at an Apple special event in 2015 as part of an Apple TV demo. Hipster Whale, the company behind the game, has now announced a new franchise title called Crossy Road Castle, which will be available exclusively on Apple Arcade. A follow-up to Crossy Road has been highly anticipated by fans of the game, and it's a notable game to be exclusive to Apple Arcade. This means that unlike the original Crossy Road, Crossy Road Castle won't be available on Android. Crossy Road Castle brings all of the visual style of the first game, but with new ways to play. Players will face various challenges within a castle while collecting coins and other items to find the exit. Just as with the original Crossy Road game, there are numerous different characters to play with, including all of the familiar faces from the first game. At launch, Crossy Road Castle will feature one level called Unihorse Tower, which is described as climbing into the air forever. More characters and levels will be added after launch, which is scheduled for sometime this year. 9to5 Mac Daily this week is brought to you by Day One, the award-winning journal app that redefines journaling on your iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and is used by many of us here at 9to5 Mac. Day One is a journaling app that is actually fun and simple to use. Not only can you write text entries, but it also allows you to capture so much more with support for photos, videos, links, drawings, and audio recordings. Secure Cloud Sync keeps your entries up to date across iPhone, iPad, and Mac. And with end-to-end encryption and on-device Face ID and passcode protection, entries stay private. If you're wondering what you'll write, the new Templates Gallery gives you helpful prompts to get started. And if you're not a fan of writing, the Apple Watch app is a fantastic audio recorder. Day One is one of the must-have apps for iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and you can download it for free on the App Store or at dayoneapp.com. My thanks to Day One for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news, Apple has found itself intertwined with the Chinese government as protests continue in Hong Kong. First off, Apple yesterday removed the Quartz News application from the App Store in China at the request of the government. Quartz has been covering the Hong Kong protests in detail, and its full website has also been blocked across all of mainland China. This morning, Apple made yet another U-turn in its thinking about whether or not to allow a Hong Kong protest app on the App Store. The company initially banned it from the App Store, then changed its mind and allowed it, and has now reversed course again and banned it once more. The Hong Kong protest app let people track police activity on the streets of Hong Kong, and could clearly be used in two very different ways. It could either be used by protesters who want to evade the police, or it could be used to allow citizens to avoid trouble spots where there is a danger of being caught up in conflicts between the police and protesters. Apple originally rejected the app, saying that it facilitated, enabled, and promoted an illegal activity. The developer argued that the app was both legal and in line with official police policy, which is to issue warnings when a gathering is declared unlawful before taking any other action. Apple then reconsidered and approved the app for the App Store in China. Now, Apple has removed the app once again, saying that authorities in Hong Kong said protesters were using it to attack the police. In a statement, Apple explained that this means the app violates its local laws and guidelines and must be removed from the App Store. The removal of the Quartz app and the Hong Kong protest app from the App Store comes following Chinese state media criticizing Apple for getting involved and, in their eyes, helping rioters. Furthermore, Apple has faced quite a bit of criticism for giving in to the pressure from China, but whether or not Apple reverses course remains to be seen. 9to5Mac's Ben Lovejoy says that Apple's relationship with China is turning into a massive liability and a major PR disaster despite the company's reliance on China for both manufacturing and sales. We'll put a link to Ben's full piece below. Other things you should check out on 9to5Mac today include Jeff Benjamin's latest video covering the top new features and changes in macOS Catalina. We've also got the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Watch Time podcast with Zach Hall and special guests Clayton Morris and David Sparks. Find both of those stories in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.